वृंदावन धाम की जय, कपिलदेव धाम की जय, गंगामाई की जय, यमुनामाई की जय, तुलसी देवी की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, कामेश्वर भक्तवृंद की जय, ऑल ग्लोरी टू द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, ऑल ग्लोरी टू द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, थैंक यू भगवान वासम अत्यानंद नन्द सूतस्तम प्रत्यावादान तथा सुखे प्रकाशुम अवकाशुम सदान सूर्य विपर्णिता और श्री कृष्णकांत इज नॉट समथिंग New imaginary movement. It is very old movement. At least 5,000 years ago, this Bhagavad Gita was repeated by Lord Krishna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Before that, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, fourth chapter. Imam Vivartate Yugam Prasthavan Ahamantan Vivartna Samavetrahu Manuikha Parijjali. Krishna said to Arjuna that this science of understanding God, long, long ago, I spoke to the Sun God. We will not. In the Vedic scripture, we understand that every planet is inhabited by any entity. The sun is also one of the planets, and there are lineages. Otherwise, how Krishna could go there and speak the predominating person, Vibhusha. The name of the person is also him. Imam Vibhusati Yubam Prasthavan Ahamantanam. And Vibhusha Manavitra, Vibhusha, the son God, because they, in the higher planet itself, this sun planet, moon planet, and many, many other planets, they are called the peninsula. The inhabitants of those planets are very opulent. The material happiness available in those planets are hundreds and thousands times better than in this planet. So, it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita that sun planet is also inhabited by living beings. But their body is made of fire. That is the difference. Just like here, our body is made of earth. Earth, air, earth, water, air, fire, ether, these are the five material elements. In some planet, the earth is prominent, in some planets the water is prominent, in other planets the fire is prominent. This is the creation of God. Different characters. That is confirmed to Bhagavad Gita. Atvaruhumanti na kinyati na samadhana. Vishtabhya. Idam krishnam ekanti na sikhuja. This material world composed of many billions of universes, that is one fourth creation of the Supreme Personality of God. He can't hear us to do it. So, Bhagavad Gita means to understand what is God. The science of God. as God Himself is speaking about Him. Otherwise, it is not possible to understand what is God. If you carefully understand the slokas and the passages mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, we can understand what is God. And the human mode of life is meant for understanding God. He has no other business. The lower body, the less than human form of body, according to Darwin's theory, the human form of body comes from monkey. But the evolution is accepted in the Vedic literature, but not like Darwin. The evolution, according to Vedic literature, is that the living entity is different from the God. And the living entity is passing through many forms of God. It will read that. So, the body and according to mind desire. And desiring something. Just like here we are sitting. So many ladies and gentlemen. But not one of them is similar to anyone. Then what we can call. That body is created according to one desire. The mind, the subtle mind, is the creator of the next body. Jalajama Babu Smarana Bhavam Sadat Santri Kalevaram. At the time of death, whatever I am thinking, a similar body will be offered to me by the Lord of Nations, subtle form. The mind, intelligence and ego, they are subtle bodies. And the gross body is made of heart, water, air, fire. So, when you give up the gross body, the subtle body carries me to another gross body. This is the way of transmigration of the soul. The positive nature's law is very strict and stringent. The nature will immediately offer you a similar body according to the thinking at the time of process. Tatha dehantarasram. Therefore, this human form of body is meant for going back to home, back to God. Jadratyana vatante padhama padma. We are regarded as God is regarded, we are also God. Because we are part and parcel of God. As God is always blissful, jolly. Similarly, our nature is always blissful and jolly. Satchidananda Buddha. Sat is Ananda. Sat means desire. And Chit means blissful. Chit means full of knowledge. Ananda. Ananda means blissful. That is our nature. Therefore, we want to be. We do not wish to die. We do not wish somebody to die. But we are told to them. That is our punishment. Vidya sāsatayam nāhnate hannamāne bhajinde. This is the second indication to our Gita. So the living entity in Gita, sāsat, very, very low. Vidya sāsatayam nāhnate hannamāne bhajinde. When the body is destroyed, it is annihilated. The soul exists in both kinds of forms. The example is just rise and do our part in the first day of intercourse of the Father's heart. The secret is that mixed together, emulsified, and each living entity is allowed to enter into that. It grows. That is the beginning of our thought. But if the living entity is not allowed into the emulsified small pea-like ball, then there is no presence. So address is met to follow that human condition. Therefore, the living entity cannot enter into it, and there is no presence. Otherwise, there must be pregnancy. But then that pea-like body grows, and in 7 months, it grows the hands and legs and face and everything. And consciousness comes back. When in dark, our consciousness becomes almost stopped, and we don't lie down within room of the mother according to species of body. Instead of taking for granted our human form of body, 7 months at that time body is grown up. And this way, in 10th month, the body is fully grown, then by nature's way, the body comes out and another life begins. This is called transmigration of the soul. So, actually, we are here. In the Vedic language, it is said, Nityam Jnanam Chetana Svetananam Hikotu Bhavanam Udalati Bhavan. Nitya. Nitya means Jnanam. And Nityanam. Nityanam means plural number. Amitabha. So there are many Nitya and many living entities. But there is one Nitya, supreme, that is God. He is also a living entity like us. Then what is the difference? The difference is that from the difference. Ego Bhavana Mudhati Kama. The plural number is called Jnana. Maintain the plural number of Nitya. We are within the plural number. Nityana. God, Sankutani, the God is the Supreme Being, and we are living being. So our relation is very intimate, qualitatively, we are one, because we are part and parcel. So God is eternal, full of knowledge, and His hope, therefore our position is also the same, but in my own quantity. His knowledge is great. Therefore, God is great. Our knowledge is limited. And because we are not limited, potency. Therefore, we are not limited. And God has got unlimited potency. Therefore, God is great and we are small. This is conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita. We are in this material world, being contaminated by the material nation. We are suffering because anything material, it has got limited period of existence. Anything is there. It is a God. A God means which is not a deed. A short thing which is a deed. The basic is not a sadhuma, sadhama. You are first. You will revive your eternal life. Don't be entangled in this sadhama. So we are transmigrating from one body to another. There is evolution. ජලයානරඛානි සාබරාවකමිති ජීවය උද්ද සංසතා පක්ෂනාන් විකලප්පම් because in the beginning the whole planet was covered in water. The water is drying up and gradually land is coming out. Therefore, in the beginning, gathered Jalayana was a plant. So, that's why in the animals, there are 900,000 species. Jalayana was covered out of the community. Then trees and plants and arms and grasses and so on. They are 2 million more. Then, insect life, reptile life, 1,100,000. Then, Pakshinam-Rasarapama, then God, varieties of God, 1 million. Then, Prabhu, four-legged animals, 3 million times. Then, Manasapata-Lukha, the human form of life, uncivilized. That human form of life, 400,000. So, in comparison to the lower species of life, we are very small ones. Together, there are 8,400,000 species of life, living entities. The evolution process is from one body to another. In this way, when it comes to the human form of life, it should be utilized for full knowledge about our eternal life. That is the opportunity. And if you don't take this opportunity, it will lead like other animals, killing, sinning, sex, and carefulness, ahara nidra vaya. But you do not care to understand what is yours, what is God, what is your relationship with God, then you are missing the point. That lesson in instruction is given in the Bhagavad Gita. And it is very easy to understand the perplexity is a good man as the battlefield of Kurukshetra. The fight was between two sector of family members. The cousin brought one family, but there were some girls who occupied his home. From Mahabharata, we understand that the Pandavas, at least after Maharaj Parikshit, he ruled over the whole world. Bhagavata means the whole world. And the capital was here, Hastinapur. This is formation in the Mahabharata. Maha means greater and Bharata is greater. Mahabharata. So there was trouble to be occupied. So there was fight. So when fight was arranged, then although you are the devotee of Islam, he declined to fight. He said to Krishna, Sagar Krishna, Krishna is red. I don't like to fight because they are my cousin brothers, although they are in jail, my Hindu. Let them enjoy it. I don't wish to fight with them. But Krishna declined. Krishna said, no, you are not. Your duty is to fight. Then also, let me find so many ideas that if I kill my brother, then my brother's wife will be ego. They may be punished. Then unwanted children, Varna-sankara will come out, and when the Varna-sankara population in feeling, when the whole world becomes hell, so many options. So, Krishna, when he saw that Arjuna is very much afflicted to the material idea, so he wanted to teach him Bhagavad Gita. So, first punishment, not punishment, deadline. Because Arjuna accepted that in complexity he can get it. He's not bad news to this hell, exactly also. He knew that this night is the dream, but not the law. So he suddenly said to Krishna, Krishna Sriham Bhadma Purmajam, Sampadna Purmu Apohadam Sabhara, I am a Kshatriya. It is my duty to fight. In right case, I am crying. This is my weakness. So kindly, instruct me how I can develop this weakness. I am accepting as my guru, as my guru. Shishya Priya. Shishya means who voluntarily accepts the guru by a person who is guru. He is called Shishya. So, Arjuna and Krishna, they were there, but it is to take right in the sattva without any argument. He accepted his guru. Then, after the acceptance, Krishna's first warning, he asasyanam sujatam kutyamanam suhaam sanasam avanasam sa nāna hodhani padhita. My dear Arjuna, you are talking like a very violent man. But the subject matter which you have got is not at all taken seriously by the conscience. Only means violent. That means you are talking like a fool. You are taking this body as death. So, actually, this is not the best. The body is not the self. The self is different. If you analyze this body, what you will find? Suppose we are breathing. What is this breathing? It is air. Now, when the breathing is stopped, a man is dead. Now you are so much at home in time. Why did you replace this breathing? It is nothing but air. So, he can manufacture some machine, working in electric battery, and put some air, and fix up. And then the area will come, hold. Do you like? No. Even if you artificially drink breathing, that's why now they say, full oxygen gas. And if oxygen gas is like, that's not the fact. So if you analyze every part of the body, then you find that there is no life. This is not in the case, this is called scientific knowledge. Simply abruptly taking something without any proper understanding, that is not knowledge. Therefore, this not that clarity. That you are talking like a very scientific learning scholar. That is the rule number one. Because you are accepting this material body as the self. This is enough. This is a confirm in another place. The self would be Punapi, this half. This Punapi, this bag of three elements, one of the life. All taking the skin, muscle, veins, bone, urine, stool, blood, what we find in the defective body. They are all material things, but in blood, it is also water, rainwater. Urine, it is also water. And this bone is nothing but heart, harder. If you take plaster of Paris, they sometimes show artificial bone also in the medical college. But that is both, that is art. So do you think the combination of this art, vata, riyata is life? Can you produce life? You can get enough art, vata, riyata to unique blood, manufacture one life. That is the answer. This is our analysis. And those who are engaged in understanding this self as the combination of these, hot water, air, fire, saiva gopara, satvarmunsa, define the master as no more intelligent than the cloud of the air. So, from here, spiritual knowledge begins. We analyze the body. And you won't find the real soul of the entire. Always it is in you. But why you cannot find? It is very, very small. Sri-dhātra-sata-bhāra-sata-sata-sata-sata-sata. The formation of the soul, measurement of the soul, is very, very, it is smaller than the atom. The tip of the hair is divided into 100 parts. And take one part, again divide it into 100 parts. That one part is the measurement of the soul. That means 1,000,000 parts of the soul of the world. Now you can see that that small particle is giving you the soul. This knowledge is yet from Bhagavad Gita, and that is the fact. He cannot get life by analyzing this material body, that is not one. He has to find out what is that small particle. He has to hear. Therefore, he cannot get knowledge by your material activity. He has to hear it from the authority. Otherwise there is no possibility. That's why you cannot understand who is your father. You have to take the knowledge from your mother. The mother has to find this gentleman is your father. That is correct. But if you born with nothing, who is your father? He will never be able to know who is your father. Similarly, what is life? What is soul? What is heart, this body, what is the ultimate goal of life, why you are suffering, all this knowledge you have to take from the higher of the world. That is what he is from. Lots and the vast, by his last, what is that? Our kind of knowledge is very, very poor, limited. He cannot have perfect knowledge. Unless you hear from the authority, the Krishna is the authority. Our Krishna consciousness moment means you get knowledge from the best authority. Don't manufacture knowledge, that is not heaven. That is Krishna consciousness. So here Krishna says that my dear Lord, you are talking like a machine, not like that. That is our belief. Everyone is God. And the manufacturer that means that he only can only he cannot make any solution. The whole world is the only thing. In Singapore, in India, not only India, everywhere, the only part of man is because they have no real knowledge. That simply dreaming to be very large man, which is conscience here by Krishna. As a Swami who is a Sankrajana, you are presenting yourself as very large man. But it's not very matter who you are getting this body. This body is nothing but death, lump of man. That is it. But here, that as a Swami who is a Sankrajana, this body, when it is giving, that is that. Vivekananda remained so long, the soul is there. It looks like very bright, with hope, moving here and there, and when the soul leaves this body, then what is it? There's no lump of matter. That's like a motor car. So long it is moving, it is what one lap. And so long it does not move, it is simply lump of matter. I know, man. Papa and something, who cares what? It is so. Simply, the body has no life. It has followed so long so dear. Otherwise, suppose a big man, such a great man has passed away. And what is that such a great man? He's lying on the floor of the bed, the same man. So why you have seen that he has gone? Then who has gone? You have never seen him has gone. He didn't know. So, our human life is meant for understanding God has drawn from the body, which makes the body a lump of matter. So, why is he here? The two Mahayi, Dhamme, Deva Jaya, Kalopala Gita, in the Satyaguru, when the division of life was very, very clear, meditation was followed. Next to teaching of Bhagavad Krishna, Srimad Vajagomakhu, by performing the ritualistic ceremony recommended in the Deva, Jagra. And the next to by Purusharya, by Jiti work. And next to is Kali Yuga, Harijitana, simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Otherwise, and meditation means, physical part of Vishnu. Meditation means to think of Vishnu, God Vishnu. That is the requirement. Jalara-sutta-tagvatena-manasa-apasthantikam-yogi. Yogi, they think of the Supreme Person. Jalara-sutta-manasa, mind as God, the child. So, our thinking of Vishnu, that is called meditation. There are also the Padukatena Manukha, the Sanskritan group. And in Bhagavad Gita, this hand is recommended in the sixth chapter. Jodhinavani Sarvika, Madhukata, Antarasana, Sadhyama, Vajati Dhuma, Sarin Jutta. Any yogi, there are different varieties of yogi. There are all the yogis, the Bhakta Yogi, who is thinking of Krishna within the mind. He is a Padraja. So, in our moment, we are creating Padraja because we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. So, this is directly to create Padraja.
Now, in ancient books, Krishna is also being predicted as a person who lived in a certain period of history and who was associated with number of
contemporary
times. Our books of this year also predict him as the Supreme Being and the perfect one. How do you recognize people? How do we accept that your teachings are based on the assumption that that person who lived to that period of time is the perfect one? But how do you fundamentally show that what he has said is correct? How do you recognize these two points?
That I've already explained that God has to understand Krishna. Janma Bhagavan is done. You are the person. Before your asking, I have already explained that he is that person, Krishna. When you think that in this Narottam period, his friends and relatives, just like ordinary man, it is in his life, what is this person? Then you know. Janma dharma to me jivan to jana vipav. To understand him in fact, it is not so easy. That is also strength in Bhagavad Gita. Manushkaram bhavadeshu sattidhati siddhati. Jagatāra nisidhyā, kattin vesimān kattin. I am a very human person, one can kill them. Because that person is not complete person. That person's name is Mahamdhavyan. I am not a superior God, I am three souls. So, one of the best, this position of contrast is calculated as contrast. But Jagatam Vishyana, in the perfect state, he can endeavor to understand Krishna. Jagatam Vishyana, so see, how can many such millions of persons who can understand Krishna in perfection? What means? So it is not so easy. Janna Bhagavan is an elite man. These are again possible. But that factual understanding is possible. How is it possible? Bhaktanāra-sārāti, janāra-sārāti, bhaktanāra. What is it to be good man? It's an understanding. So this problem to be found, when it becomes the good, then Krishna is the heat. About Buddhistra Namadi, Namadi Jayan, Indian. If you try to understand that Supreme Person, Krishna, who comes before you as a person, you can understand it. If you become the devotee, otherwise it is not. About Buddhistra Namadi, you cannot understand Krishna, his name, his birth, his time, his activity. Not only Brahman, Liam, Bhagavad Gita, but even the He you are, Sarnaiva, when you are engaged in His study, then you will be rooted here. So this is the process. If you want to understand that person, Krishna, who is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you have to take shelter of the ego. And associating of God, then we fall to the other way of life.
Pranam from Hare Krishna. Gandhi was also a great admirer of the man, a great fire of business, big commentary also. But he had designed the great power, half the great power, to let Krishna come in and not hide in at all. But here I think he said that it was a change of heart that would be rejected and not as something that means 100% change of heart and to exercise your enlightenment on the paradox.
He understands Krishna, that's not actually coming. He has got many agents, just like the government. The president does not come in directly, but there are many departments. Similarly, Parashat and two Buddhas of the Vedas, his potencies are many forces. One of the potencies is this material nature. It is called Maya. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Daily Sriha Dhamani Mamamaya Gurukura. It is very difficult to set past the human system of Maya Gurukura. But, punishment, resulted to ignorance of law is known. Similarly, this Maya, this material angel is very, very strong. If you keep making her, your nature is to eat 2 ounces, if you eat 3 ounces, immediately you will not be very vulnerable. The nature is so strong. Therefore, we call very deep Agana and Hanavana to it. In this way, you cannot cut off the children of Maya. But if you want your heart of movement, then in the pleasure of this man, Mahi Vada Prabhupada Maya Nitaan Karam, that the Krishna consciousness is a very good one. If you become Krishna consciousness, if you follow the Nitaan of Krishna, then there is no reason of being harassed by the student of Maya. This is the problem.
Presidente Cruz, Cristo Samar, il Presidente